This is Ozarks at Large. The new U.S. News and World Report on America's Best Colleges is out, and there is big news for John Brown University. The report names the school as the top regional college in the South, first out of 99 colleges and universities in the Southern Regional College category. Dr. Chip Pollard is the president of John Brown University, and he joins me on the phone from his office in Siloam Springs. Congratulations on the ranking.
Thank you very much. We're very pleased.
Over the years, the past 10 or so, the ranking has consistently been going up for John Brown University. Is this something that you kind of keep your eye on, knowing that it will come out in September?
Sure. We know it's a proxy for some of our families about academic excellence and about the ways in which we educate students. And so we certainly look for it in the fall. But it's not the only way we measure our excellence on campus.
Still, though, you have to be pleased with some of the factors that go into ranking the top school, include class size, freshman retention. It's high marks across the board.
Yes, we've made steady improvement, I think, on all those areas. Things like our graduation rates, which is now typically in the top one or two in the state. Things like freshman retention, class size, and peer recognition. I mean, peer recognition is a large part of the criteria, and we've steadily gone up in that as well.
Also, you were ranked again this year as a best value.
Yes, I think that in some ways that reflects our commitment to continue to make private Christian education affordable as many families as possible. Our recent campaign, over a third of the money raised, about $43 million, went towards scholarships, both annual and endowed scholarships. And we do try to, we're in the bottom third in our peer group as far as pricing. So both through our scholarships and our pricing, we seek to continue to have a John Brown University be affordable to as many families as possible.
Now, you've been ranked by U.S. News and World Report in this annual ranking in the top five the last five consecutive years. But there's something different about being number one than being number two. I mean, you know, even if it's psychological.
There is something different. It's sort of like the national championship for football. Everybody wants to be number one. And so, yeah, we're pleased. I mean, it reflects the hard work done by our faculty and staff. It reflects the wonderful students that we're continuing to recruit and the higher caliber of students that are coming here to JBU. And it reflects really the commitment of the larger community, both to provide us the resources, new facilities, and scholarships, but also prayer and just general encouragement of the work that's doing here. So in some ways, I like to see it as a reflection of the work of the whole community that's being recognized by an outside agency.
Does recognition like this change anything? Enrollment, attraction for more potential students, fundraising?
Sure, I think primarily it's one factor as families think about where they should go to school. Maybe it will help us. I think it will help us attract people to come to visit. And once they visit, then they get a real sense of who we are. They go to class, they come to chapel, they're part of our community for a day or two, and then they get to see what we have to offer here at JBU. And that really becomes the key decision point as families decide whether to send their son or daughter here to JBU. So that may help encourage more and more people to visit. And again, once people visit, we find that they get very excited about the possibility of coming.
This seems to be a feather in the cap for all of Northwest Arkansas as well.
Yes, I think it's a real reflection of the students who are coming. And literally, we have our students, while we have the most of our students, the highest state is Arkansas. We really have very large populations that come from Dallas, from the Texas area, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Colorado. And they come increasingly because of the advantages that are here in Northwest Arkansas. And in fact, in a recent survey we did, about 44% of our alumni that come from out of state stay here after they come to JBU. So we have about 70% that come from out of state, about 44% stay in Northwest Arkansas. And I think that's just a reflection of the quality of life, the economic opportunities, the job opportunities. But we're sort of the front door to Northwest Arkansas to those out-of-state students.
Now, many years ago when I was in commercial radio, I was at a station that was number one in its market, and we received the Arbitron book one fall, and it was the best numbers ever. And we had a celebration stationwide. And then I looked over at the general manager, and after about 10 minutes, a sort of frown creeped over his face, and I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "I don't know if we'll ever have these numbers again."
Right.
Is there that sort of, not worry, but I mean,
yeah,
once you're number one.
Right, where do you go?
Right.
Where do you go? Sure, there's that. And again, part of that's the reason why we say this is only one factor that people should look at as they think about where they should send their son or daughter to school. Obviously, there's some criteria in here that are wonderful, but there's some other criteria they don't even take a look at. And so we are pleased to be recognized both by our peers and also by U.S. News and World Report. But we also know that the hard work that we do and the graduates that we produce are the real true test of a JBU education. And so I'm as pleased when I hear from an employer or from a church or from a camp about how pleased they are with a JBU graduate as I am with the U.S. News and World Report.
Finally, I'm talking to you before chapel on campus today, which is a time when the campus community comes together. Will there be any mention today?
I haven't yet talked to anybody. I don't think so. I mean, our chapel services are primarily focused on worship, so
right.
We'll announce it, but we'll do it probably through email or through posters around campus and a variety of other places. Now, I'm not always in charge of what happens in chapel, so there may be an announcement there as well. But surely they'll be celebrating on campus today.
Dr. Chip Pollard is the president of John Brown University in Salem Springs. The latest volume of the U.S. News and World Report's America's Best College Today ranks JBU as the top regional college in the South. Dr. Pollard, congratulations. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much for the call.